Hispanics are the fastest growing minority group in the United States, and Kansas City is no exception to this trend. From 2000 to 2010, Latinos made up 80% of Kansas City, Missouri's 18,000 new residents. And as Latino buying power rises, businesses are trying to attract them as customers. And healthcare organizations need bilingual staff to serve an increasing number of Spanish-speaking patients.
But where can companies find bilingual workers? Enter Gabe Munoz and his partner, Raul Duran, who created a new business last year called Hire Bilinguals. Hire Bilinguals screens and matches bilingual employees with Midwest employers. The fledgling company has 2 employees, and over 300 job seekers have already signed on. Gabe Munoz stopped by the studio to tell us more. Welcome to KC Currents.
Oh, thank you for having me here.
Did you ever expect that you'd be an entrepreneur?
It's always been one of my goals ever since I was little. Even at 9 years old, I remember, you know, me and my brothers, we'd sell candy bars for our school fundraiser, and I would organize. And 1 year, you know, we actually sold over 900 candy bars in a week and a half. And it's always just been that thrive in me. I don't know. My parents, you know, were small business owners. I grew up working in other small businesses. And so it's always been a passion of mine. My undergrad, I studied finance and entrepreneurship. So it's always something I've known I wanted to get into, as to what opportunity and what industry was always just the last question that I needed to answer.
Tell me about the inspiration behind Hire Bilingual.
Well, the inspiration really came from just seeing the increasing need through my position at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I've, on a regular basis, started to see more and more companies calling for individuals who have bilingual skills, specifically Spanish-speaking and English-speaking skills, just because there's huge demand for the Hispanic community to market products and services to that community. However, many of the companies do not have a way to validate whether somebody truly is bilingual, and there's no proficiency standards here in the U.S. And so we saw that there was a need for companies, and it helps them be at a competitive advantage when they have somebody who really is proficient in the language.
Did any of your own experiences as a job seeker in the labor market influence how you built the website?
It did, and it still has. You know, it's a continuous with any technology, continues to change, and we want to definitely adapt to what the job seekers are looking for as well as to what employers are looking for. From my perspective, a lot of the websites I've seen out there for job seekers have a lot of jobs that tend to be work from home and tend to be you have to pay a fee to work. And so they seem kind of like scams. And we wanted to make sure that we screen our jobs before they're posted to the website to make sure that they truly, in fact, are career opportunities for individuals.
So one of the things you say on your site is that, you know, a lot of Latinos are underrepresented and overlooked in the private sector. Why do you think this is, and how does your website help address this?
So I believe the reason, especially our community, the Hispanic community, tends to be underrepresented, it's because, especially the bilingual community, we live in two different worlds. You know, at home, we may watch Spanish media, listen to Spanish radio. Then we go to school and we take classes in English. And so we're living in two different worlds. So it's very tough to market and to reach the bilingual community. And so a lot of companies, what we see them do sometimes is strictly translate things straight into Spanish and believe that that's going to be enough to reach the Hispanic community. And it's really much more than that. It's using various media to reach out. Mobile apps are actually one of the best ways to reach Hispanics, as well as music. And so companies aren't really utilizing that.
What other kind of barriers do you think Latinos face when they are looking for a job?
Just in my specific case, and this is similar cases from many other individuals that we've seen, is our parents haven't typically worked in what some folks may consider white-collar or office-type work. And so we're not sure about which companies have opportunities out there and if those companies really are open to diversity. And so finding companies that have that open culture is tough for our community to find. So typically we work where we have family and friends that work. it's always that referral network, and that's with any community really. And so because our community traditionally hasn't worked in a lot of these companies, we don't typically apply to those. So we want to create awareness for our community about the companies that are out there that really do value diversity.
So walk us through. Tell me a little bit about what your website does.
So right now, our website, you can go to it. It's hirebilinguals.com. If you're a job seeker, you can upload your resume. You can. We do have on their resume tips and interview tips for job seekers who maybe aren't familiar with some of the new behavioral type interview questions that folks have to take. For employers, you can create an account and post your job on there. There is a fee to post a job, but you can also look into our resume database that we have of individuals who are from the Kansas City Metro that are bilingual. And then you can also purchase ads and use our email blast to get your job opportunities out to the community.
Now, I know in my other life, I really struggled sometimes to find bilingual staff. And so you mentioned that one of the things you do is you assess the proficiency. How do you go about doing that?
Currently, we do assess proficiency. We have a proficiency scale that we use. We've actually adopted it from Europe. So in Europe, you know, there's various so many different languages that are spoken. And so it's something there for individuals who always claim to be bilingual. But here in the U.S., we don't have anything like that. So we test individuals in regards to their reading, writing, listening, and speaking skills. We want to create the reason we entered our business competition we just entered into is we want to get funding to create technology to test and assess individuals over the internet online. But one of the hardest thing to assess is going to be speaking a language. And that's usually where individuals, there's a lot of individuals who have gone to school, who have studied. They may be able to read and write it, but speaking is always the toughest part. And so that's what we, that's what our big point is to assess individuals' proficiency in speaking.
Now, you also talk about you have a unique approach, a grassroots approach to the community in order to find great candidates. How do you go about doing that?
It's something that's always been a passion of mine. I've been involved in the Hispanic community ever since I was in high school, getting involved in high school clubs and organizations that were primarily Hispanic focused. So, you know, me and my partner, we regularly on a regular basis, we go out and we speak at local high schools. We speak to the colleges, typically to their HALO, their Hispanic American Leadership Organization groups. We've, you know, we reach out to some of the traditional Latino fraternities that exist here in the Midwest that a lot of companies don't even know are out there. And so this is really good recruiting grounds. Also, we reach out to a lot of the smaller towns that have huge growing Hispanic growing numbers. You know, you have Garden City, you got Liberal, Dodge City, in Southwest Kansas that nearly 50% of their population are individuals of Hispanic descent that are bilingual, that want to move to the big city and that want to find other opportunities that are starting to go to college. And so we're reaching out to these communities to make them aware of the opportunities that exist here in the metro.
So these are mostly local jobs. Do you have any thoughts about expanding beyond local?
Yes. So right now our goal is to, you know, make sure that everybody knows we're the source to go to for bilingual recruiting and for job posting here in Kansas City. And our goal is to evolve and expand out, you know, to Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, which are all six states that over the last 10 years have seen the Hispanic population nearly triple.
Now, you mentioned, too, that competition for bilingual workers is pretty fierce. What kinds of job categories are you seeing more and more where there's a demand for bilingual workers?
In all industries, there's actually demands. You know, the medical industry, the legal field, dentist office, you got the police stations, you have schools and education, you have call centers, retail, finance industry that are all continually stressing that they're struggling to find bilingual candidates, especially those that require a degree. Less than 13% of Hispanics obtain a bachelor's degree. So when you seek a position that requires somebody who's proficient in Spanish and also has a degree, that population is definitely way smaller and makes it so much tougher because the candidates have job opportunities and they got companies fighting for them. So it makes it definitely a lot tougher for companies to recruit.
So tell me, what's in it for job seekers? I know that you mentioned that you make sure that the jobs are bona fide jobs. But how do they benefit from this hire bilingual site?
So the way the job seeker can benefit is it's a one-stop shop for them in order to get tips, in order to find companies that value the diversity. And also with us being able to assess an individual's proficiency, this creates a standard for the job seeker. So no longer if a company pays a differential, pay for that additional bilingual skill, now with our backing and our letting companies verifying for companies that somebody really is bilingual, that helps the job seeker verify that they have that skill. Just like somebody in technology who maybe has a IT networking certificate or something, when they do reach that certificate level, then typically they get a pay increase. The same as with bilingual skills, if somebody has that additional skill and it's been certified that they really do are proficient, then this adds to their skill and to their value that they bring to the company.
Now, I understand that you also, in some instances, help job seekers by advising them about their application or various positions that might be open.
Yes, we do assist individuals who may have some folks who maybe it's their first time just getting out of school. They're applying for a position and maybe they don't know what a resume is, or they don't have somebody they can turn to give them feedback on their resume, or maybe they have questions as maybe they're nervous about interviewing. We can do mock interviews for the individuals. We really want individuals to have the confidence when they go into a job interview to know that, they not only are qualified, but how to express their qualifications, explain that to a recruiter.
Gabe Munoz is one of the founders of Hire Bilinguals and is also the director of sales for the Kansas City Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Hire Bilinguals is a finalist in the MillerCoors Urban Entrepreneurs Series Business Plan Competition. Munoz hopes to use prize money to expand the site's offerings to other languages and other regions.